Along Israel's coast, there's an Arab town set in the middle of Jewish areas. Residents there say it sums up a lot about life for Palestinian citizens of Israel. They're Israelis, unlike the Palestinians in the occupied West Bank and in Gaza, and they hope that a new government that includes a Palestinian political party for the first time will bring progress for this town, where Mediterranean waters shine bright, but the services and opportunities are few. NPR's Deborah Amos went to visit.
The water is blue. The unspoiled beaches gleam. Fresh fish is plentiful for the Israeli tourists who come to this Arab-run cafe.
My name is Moses, Musa. Musa Naim.
Musa Naim.
Naim, a fisherman, cooks what he catches.
This very good. I'm love the Jewish. No have problem.
This is the problem. Jisr al-Zarqa is one of the poorest villages in the country. Residents complain they lack a post office, a bank, not even an ATM for the 15,000 residents here. Those who have jobs mostly work in the Israeli towns nearby. The new Israeli government promised change for its Palestinian citizens, also known as Israeli Arabs. Lawmaker Abbas joined the government after he was promised billions of dollars for projects in Arab towns. In a waterfront coffee shop, old friends who grew up together here gather for a weekend reunion. They introduce themselves by profession.
He's a doctor. He's a doctor.
And you're all from
Jesus. Jesus. Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Bassem Jorban is a dentist. He now works in Italy. Dr. Ayad Ragad works in a Tel Aviv hospital. He still runs a clinic here.
We have nothing in this village. Nothing. If you ask me what you need, we have nothing.
Just have need land, building, streets, money, jobs.
It's a bleak assessment. Still, Dr. Ragad backed Mansour Abbas's United Arab List. It's a test, he says, to see if Arab politicians can deliver for the constituents the same way the Jewish parties do for theirs.
We want to do all things to take our rights.
Under law, Palestinian citizens of Israel are supposed to have the same rights as Jewish Israelis, unlike Palestinians in the occupied West Bank and Gaza. These Arab citizens of Israel have the right to vote, hold office, start businesses. A recent poll shows 80% of them want to integrate into the country. Still, many consider themselves second-class citizens at best.
Nice to meet you in English.
Yes.
Morana Mash heads Jisr's local council, an elected office. But residents here rarely turn out for national elections, even with Arab parties on the ballot.
People feel neglected and discriminated by the government, and they don't think the government can help them in any way. So the turnout is very low.
On a drive through town, Amash points out the neglect along the narrow streets with no sidewalks. He complains that Jisr didn't get a police station till 2017. Unfinished multi-story buildings are a sign families have to build up because there's no more land for the expanding population. Jisr is hemmed in by Jewish cities. The wealthy town of Caesarea built a looming land berm to separate the Jewish residents from their Arab neighbors in Jisr, says Amash.
What you see before you is a racist separation wall, so they won't see the ugly Jisr.
On the other side, Caesarea has bustling beaches and tourists who come to see the restored remains of an ancient port city of the Roman Empire. Visitors stroll over stone steps to restaurants, bars, and luxury gift shops. Tourism is big business in this part of the country. Back in Jisr, there's just one guest house for tourists.
Hello. Hello, hello.
So how many people can stay here?
Two private rooms.
Opened in 2015 by Ahmed Juha and his Jewish business partner, they raised money in a Kickstarter campaign. The clientele is mostly young Jewish Israelis, backpackers, and international guests.
So it looks like you have a full house?
Fully booked.
Government development funds would go a long way to make Jisr a bigger part of the tourism economy, says Heather Heldman, a former State Department advisor, now a partner in the Luminae Group that assesses political risk in the Middle East.
You have a community that has faced a lot of adversity, but has found a way to make itself a diamond in the rough by capitalizing on the gifts that it has. I see a ton of potential. Also, you know, a real potential PR win for the Israeli government that it needs right now, and it ought to be capitalizing on.
In this picnic spot for Jisr locals, we meet Juha Jorban. She says she's studying to be a chemical engineer. She voted, but won't say which party. She hopes the development money is more than a promise and that Jisr's economy will grow. It would be really good if we could study and work here, she tells me, so we can help develop our city. But she knows that when she graduates, she'll have to leave to look for opportunities somewhere else. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Jisr El-Zarqa.